In Ferguson, Missouri today, there is an uneasy peace after a weekend of tension and protest. A grand jury has not yet decided whether to indict the white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black 18-year-old back in August. Federal and local authorities have been trying to calm the tensions with mixed results. St. Louis Public Radio's Stephanie Leachy has this update.
More than 150 protesters, the largest crowd of the past week, gathered outside the Ferguson Police Department last night, chanting and banging out rhythms on pots, drums, and tambourines. Demonstrators shouted, "Indict that cop!" referring to Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson, who shot 18-year-old Michael Brown in August. At one point, protesters heatedly confronted police in the street, who then corralled the crowd back onto the sidewalks. But the night ended relatively peacefully after community leaders and Ferguson police worked to calm tempers. Protesters abided by an 11 p.m. noise ordinance, and police arrested half a dozen people who were later released. Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson had made his own earlier attempt to ease tensions with a scripted video apology to the family of Michael Brown.
No one who has not experienced the loss of a child can understand what you're feeling. I'm truly sorry for the loss of your son.
Chief Jackson also reached out to protesters.
I do want to say to any peaceful protester who did not feel that I did enough to protect their constitutional right to protest, I am sorry for that.
He tried to apologize in person to protesters calling for his resignation. Jackson, who is white, spoke to demonstrators, many of them black residents, who had gathered outside the Ferguson Police Department.
We've got to increase training and awareness. We've got to change our fine system. No, seriously, this is where the mistrust has come from, right?
But a scuffle broke out when Jackson tried to march alongside protesters. Several arrests were made. With emotions already running high, reports of violence did nothing to ease the situation. Two officers were shot at Saturday night. A Ferguson officer was shot in the arm while on duty, and an off-duty St. Louis officer was injured by flying glass when his car was hit by gunfire. But St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said he didn't think the incidents were connected to anger over the Michael Brown shooting.
I wouldn't have any reason to believe right now that it was linked in any way, shape, manner, or form with the protest. It certainly doesn't appear that way.
Today, representatives from the Justice Department met with community leaders from the St. Louis area. The department is investigating whether Ferguson police have systematically engaged in civil rights abuses. The DOJ recently rebuked some Ferguson police for wearing bands that read, "I am Darren Wilson," while on duty. A local grand jury is currently hearing evidence related to the Brown shooting and will decide whether to indict Officer Wilson. A town hall meeting will be held in Ferguson tomorrow night as part of city leaders' ongoing attempts to calm emotions. For NPR News, I'm Stephanie Leachy in St. Louis.